Peace out.
Hi everyone, we're back. Thanks for being patient with us as we took a little break. But here we are again. We've been talking about space, but let's start down here on Earth. Specifically, where you feel safe, calm, and happy. Let's listen to Juliana's safe space.
My name's Juliana, and my happy place is at me and Mom and Papa's house for sleepovers. And my calm place is listening to Chanel before bed. And my safe place is being with my family.
Thanks so much, Juliana. You sound like you have an awesome family. And say hello to Mima and Papa for us. Thanks for listening. If you want to share where you feel safe, or maybe who you feel safe with, send a recording to peaceout@bedtime.fm and you might hear yourself on a future Peace Out episode. Okay, let's get started with the calm down countdown. I'm going to count down from 10. Every time you hear a number, take a deep breath in through your nose, and when you hear the chime, start breathing out slowly. Let's practice. Take a deep breath in now, and breathe out. Breathe in, and breathe out. If you want, close your eyes. Let's keep breathing like this with the countdown. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Today I wanted to share something you can do when you're feeling really, really upset or anxious or even scared. Because we all feel that way sometimes, right? And sometimes, for some people, those feelings may feel very, very big, so big and heavy that it's hard to carry. I felt that way a couple of times recently, and I used it to help me feel calmer. We'll try it out together at the end of the episode. But I will tell you that it has to do with our five senses. Taste, sight, touch, smell, hear. Let's start with the sense of taste. What is your favorite candy? Let's pretend we're on a planet where it rains that candy. We're the aliens that live there and gather up candy in a big basket whenever it rains. If you're not already sitting, sit up. We're going to do a crab walk. Before we do, let's look around us first. Notice who or what is around you, and notice the space. If you need to, move somewhere where you have more room, or please be mindful that you don't bump into someone or something. Stretch out your legs in front of you. Put your hands down on the ground beside your hips. Bend your knees and put your feet on the ground. When you're ready, lift your hips up. The only parts touching the ground are your feet and hands now. You have a basket that's balancing on your stomach, and it's starting to rain candy. Hurry, start crab walking around on your hands and feet to catch that candy in your basket. You can go backwards or forwards, one side to the other side. Remember to watch around you so that you don't bump into another alien. Go, 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 get that candy. Okay, The candy rain has stopped. You can take the basket off your stomach and sit down again. And if you want, pretend to unwrap a candy and eat it. Let's do seeing next. Our eyes help us to see. We're on a different planet now. There's no candy here, but there are some really interesting gems that are scattered all over the ground. But the thing is, they're teeny tiny. Imagine the top of a pencil where the eraser is. It's smaller than that. Make a dot with that imaginary pencil on imaginary paper. That's how small these precious alien gems are. We need to get really close to the ground to see them. Let's sit up tall. Bring your feet together so that the bottoms touch, and your legs are making a diamond shape. Hold on to your feet. Bring them as close as you can to yourself, as long as it's comfortable. The tiny gems are on the ground right in front of you. You can see them sparkling right now. Keep your back straight, and now lean forward so you can get closer to look at them. Lean back now so you're sitting up straight again. Take a deep breath in, breathe out as you lean forward. Sit back up and breathe in, breathe out as you lean forward. Keep going at your own pace now. Well done! I think you deserve a gem. Lean forward one more time and pick out the one that you like best. Pinch it between your fingers, lean back, and put it in your basket with all your candy. Whew, we just did a lot of exercise. It's amazing how our bodies work so that we can move and run and play. Let's use our sense of touch right now and give ourselves a big hug. Big squeeze. Okay, we can't forget our sense of smell. Take a big sniff now. We're now on a different planet. Every part of the planet has a different scent. Some good, and some not so good. Let's have a sniff of the air here. The air smells fruity, like an orange. Take a nice long sniff, and then say, ah. Let's do that again. Nice big sniff. And one last time, sniff, and now we've moved to a place where the air doesn't smell good at all. Take a long sniff, and then say, phew. You can even wave your hand in front of your nose too. It's smelly. One more time, sniff, and say, phew. Last time, sniff and say, phew. We better get back down to our earth. Lay down on the ground now. Close your eyes. We're now laying down on a grassy hill. The grass is soft and smells fresh. The sky over our heads is blue with fluffy white clouds. The sun is shining down on you, and you can feel the sun's warmth all over. There's also a quiet breeze that you can feel on your face and along your arms and legs. There are birds chirping nearby. It's a perfect spring day. Let's take a nice deep breath in here and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. we have one more sense to explore, listening. We're going to play a listening game now. I'm holding a Tibetan singing bowl right now. If you've never seen one before, imagine a dark golden bowl. It is made of a mix of metals like copper and iron. They can be small enough to fit in the palm of your hand, or big enough that you might need two hands to carry it. Mine is a medium-sized singing bowl, and it fits in my hand. And I have a wooden mallet to play it. Singing bowls are used for meditation and relaxation. Here, listen again. Wasn't that relaxing? Okay, here's the game. And this is a game that you only play against yourself. Remember that, especially if you're listening to this in your classroom or with someone else. Because it's a listening game, there's no way for it to be completely fair. I don't think anyone is going to measure to make sure everyone is exactly the same distance from the speaker, right? So please keep that in mind and just focus on yourself and try your best. This is just for you. Keep your eyes closed. I'm going to strike the bowl, and all you have to do is listen to the tone. And when you can't hear it anymore, raise your hand. And don't worry, everyone will have their eyes closed. Remember, this is just for you. Here we go. Listen carefully. You can put your hands down now. Shall we try it one more time? Do your best to really concentrate on the sound and see if you can hear it for longer this time. Here it is again. Well done. We got through all the five senses: taste, sight, touch, smell, hear. I said at the beginning that I'd talk about a way to calm down when you're feeling anxious or upset using your senses. This is called a grounding technique or exercise, or a way to feel grounded to the earth, to what's right in front of you at the moment, and feel more in control when it feels like everything's out of control. Think of a tall apartment building or condo. You start off at the ground floor, the floor that is at the same level as the earth, the ground. No matter which floor you go up to, eventually you'll need to come back down to the ground floor, right? It might take a little bit longer to come down if you're, say, at the 28th floor, than if you were just on the fourth floor, right? But eventually, you'll make it back down to ground level. This grounding exercise might be able to help you get back down to the ground level, calm and content. Put out your hand. You have five fingers for the five senses. You can follow along by touching each finger in turn or putting them down one at a time. First, let's say out loud three things that we can see. Open your eyes. Right now, I see my laptop, my singing bowl, and a glass of water. Name three things that you can see right now. Second, name three things that you can touch. I can touch the wooden table, the soft carpet, and my comfy sweatshirt. What are three things that you can touch right now? Third, name three things you can hear. You can close your eyes again if you'd like for this one. For me, it's nighttime, so it's pretty quiet. I can hear the clock ticking, the humming of my laptop, and a car outside driving by. What are three things that you can hear right now? If you can only hear one or two things, that's okay. But I bet if you listened really hard, you might be able to find a third sound. 4. Name three things you can smell. This one might be tricky because at first, it might not smell like anything. But even if you can pick out one smell, that's a start. I can smell soap on my hands and our guinea pig's cage. How about you? 5. Name three things you can taste. I saved this one for last because if you're listening to this, you're likely not eating. But maybe you can still taste something that you ate recently. Or maybe you can just think of three tastes you really like. Maybe your favorite candy from before. I'll do that. I like the taste of green tea, watermelon Jolly Ranchers, and green olives. Though maybe not all at once. How about you? What are three tastes you really like? And that's it. Using the five senses, you name three of each that are in front of you. This will help you focus on something other than what you're worried or upset about. I also found that repeating this exercise helpful when just doing it once wasn't enough. So I tried to pick different things each time, but if I couldn't, I just named the same things. That part isn't as important as just going through the grounding exercise. You can practice it and try it out when you need to feel calmer. Thank you so much for listening today. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out was created and is narrated by Chanel Sang and is produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM.